Thomas News Radio, WFLA.
Tell your smart device to play WFLA on iHeartRadio. This is News Radio WFLA.
It's 8:11, and I want to give a shout-out to our other listener, Ray Clark. This is a couple of weeks ago, but he sent me this note and talking about 50 years ago. He's been listening for years. He remembers Moose and Tony Zapponi, who was the traffic guy post-Sergeant Sandy and pre-Gary McHenry and then the Morning Zoo and all that stuff. Anyway, we got Simon Owen joining us right now from Fox News Radio. And we've gotten word now that the Tokyo Summer Olympics, which had been postponed, are now going to happen. And Simon, I understand they're going to do it with fans on board, too.
Morning, Bob. That is the hope for the Olympics organizers. They certainly have some big decisions to make in the days and weeks ahead. These summer games are supposed to be held in Tokyo this summer. It was one of the first really big events to be called off for the coronavirus. And now the man in charge, the president of the International Olympic Committee, Thomas Bach, has been in Tokyo today and yesterday for his first visit since that decision to postpone was taken. And he is certainly striking an upbeat and confident tone, even as there are huge questions about what the pandemic might look like by the time the rescheduled games come around next July. And Thomas Bach says that organizers are working on a range of precautions. He talked about a really huge toolbox, a sort of menu of measures that nearer the time they can pick and choose what they think is required to make the games a success. But his main hope is that a vaccine will have been developed and rolled out. But there are big questions about whether that will be done in time. But Thomas Bach said that if it is, quote, the IOC will undertake great effort so that as many as possible of the Olympic participants and visitors will arrive here in Japan vaccinated. And he said that, yes, a vaccine may also allow spectators to attend.
Yeah, some are predicting it'll be in the spring, which would be certainly early enough for the July Tokyo Games. Others, of course, are saying it'll be by the end of the year. But now the good news coming out from two different companies are that they have developed the vaccine, so they'll probably have it by that time. But they can also learn from what's happening in this country and maybe even abroad, and that is ball games in this country are starting to allow fans in. I know our Tampa Bay Buccaneers allow a certain number of fans, not a maximum crowd or anything like that, but they do the social distancing as much as they can. They keep people apart and all of that stuff, things that they could do at the Tokyo Summer Olympics.
Yeah, they could do. And certainly, I mean, the complication with the Olympics is it is such a global event. So many people flying in from countries all over the world. And that is something that the world is not really doing at the moment. But yes, equally, when you have an Olympic Games, many of the spectators are local. Now, is the Japanese population on board with that? Do they want to have these big events taking place? I think there's some suggestion, judging by the tone of some of Thomas Bach's remarks in Tokyo these past couple of days, I think he recognizes that a lot of Japanese are quite skeptical about the idea about whether they want this huge carnival, this giant circus flying into their country when there might still be a health crisis going on. And yes, there is this, there's definitely been good news about the couple of vaccines in the US that appear to be looking good, but at the same time, they are going to take some time to roll out, and governments around the world have all made it clear that there's going to be a priority list. For instance, healthcare workers most likely to get it first, along with maybe older members of society because they're more vulnerable to COVID-19. In other words, it's not going to be first in line going to fit 20-year-olds who might be off to the Olympic Games. And Thomas Bach has said that he recognizes, he said, we've made it very clear that we believe the first priorities are for nurses, medical doctors, and everybody who keeps our society alive. At the same time, he has adopted this phrase of calling the Olympics Olympics, a potential light at the end of the tunnel for the world, that this could be a celebratory event where the world suddenly is able to come together once again. So he wants the Games to take place, but he acknowledges that there are logistical challenges ahead.
Yeah, they certainly are. Well, Simon, Fox News Radio, by the way, your English is very good. Whoops, I lost. I guess I insulted him.
Simon, I think you just had to run.
I guess so. Anyway, it's 16 minutes after 8, and we go to the newsroom and Chris Trinkman.